So how can we tell if a question's important? Well, we got to sit down and really refine the question so that we can answer it. And so the first thing you want to think about is the practicality of the question. How long is it going to take you to complete a study? If I want to know, what's the effect of early phonological awareness training on 10th grade FCAT scores in reading? Yikes, stripes. I'm going to be following those kids from 3-year-old, 4-year-old, 5-year-old, 6-year-old. I mean, look at how many years it's going to take me to get an answer to that question. Now, we're going to talk about other ways to answer that question where we can look at groups of students at each one of those years at one point in time, but it's not the same as following people over time. So you want to think about, you know, how long is it going to take to complete it? I think a lot in the studies that I do a lot of listening experiments where I have you come in and make some judgments. I try not to make those studies too long because you're going to get tired, you know, and you're going to get tired of doing the task. So think about that. What are the skills required? You know, can you do it? You know, I would love to do fMRI studies and brainwave things. I don't know how to do that. Okay, so do you have the skills to do the research, or do you need to find colleagues or different other people to do it? Do you have the resources that you need? You know, be awesome to do a swallowing on study on people who only have Graves' disease. How many people of those do we have? You know, it's hard to find them, or a low incidence disorder. Okay, so can we get all the participants that we need? How about the materials? You know, I don't have access to an fMRI, or I don't have, you know, eye tracking equipment, which is several thousands of dollars, $50,000, $100,000. Okay, and do I have the professionals that I need? You know, do I have the skills? You know, am I able at this point in your career to do the barium swallow studies by myself for a dysphagia study? Okay, so when you have a question, you have to sit down and think, you know, are you the one to do it? You also want to think about the impact of your answers. Okay, how is this going to change the field? How is this going to change how I do things? Okay, now another way to get questions is to just build on what's been done previously. Okay, so you can read a study and you can go in and, you know, make it go longer. Okay, they did 6 weeks of treatment, you can do 12. Okay, or you can use different outcome measures. They use the Peabody picture vocabulary test. You could go in and use other measures of language. You could address questions of social validity. Okay, what kinds of social skills were developed? Does this affect their pragmatic abilities? You can change the stimuli. Okay, they were looking at vowels, and now you want to go in and look at consonants. Change the environment. Go from the clinic to a real world setting, okay? Or use different types of instrumentation. Just like I said, you know, we can do reaction time, or I've been using a program called Mouse Tracker, which tracks the mouse cursor, and it looks at the patterns on the screen and the speed with which the child moves the mouse tracker, and it's now correlated to cognitive processing abilities. Okay, so that gives me more information about brain processing than just how fast or slow the child performed the task. So all of these are things that you can do when you look at existing studies to change them and see how the results change. And you'll find very often the results will change when you change one of these aspects.